Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
If a kid came up to me and said, I like the word legend, and the kid also says, I like New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve on Between the Ropes Radio on this Monday night, December 31st, 2018. I'm your boy, of course, Ty Asbury. The kid I talked to about, of course, asked for a legend. Tonight is, did someone ask for a legend? My live guest tonight from Vanguard Championship Wrestling, New Year's Eve, is true to a legend. My live guest is my boy, Mr. Irvin Legend. My man, what is up?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Mr. Legend, I'm doing fantastic, and tonight is legendary because you are joining Between the Ropes Radio on this New Year's Eve, man. I hope, hey, man, you ready to party, man? It's New Year's Eve, man. You're on the show. Tonight is a party because you're here.
Yeah, man, legend never sleeps. On New Year's Eve, I do what I do, man. A lot of people don't understand, you know, what it takes to be me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw your actually, I saw your Twitter page. You are the money maker. You're making money. I mean, when people see you in the ring, out on the street, they see and they say, damn, that guy is money. But the big important thing is, man, you know, that's what you do. You make money. You love wrestling. And the hard work and dedication, this is where it got to you, you know, you to this point and being a wrestling superstar. And I know you're loving your journey.
Yeah. It's been a long one. And I'm looking forward to seeing how much longer this is going to last and what I got to, this type of stuff I'm going to accomplish. I've been in here for about 5 years, and I don't plan on slowing down anytime soon.
Without a doubt, brother, do not stop. I mean, like, you know, I always say that you only have one life. Live it, put the work in, do whatever you have to do to accomplish it. Because, I mean, we always get hit with a rude awakening, you know, in which you think to yourself, damn, I mean, I have one life. Take it, what you have, make the best of it. And like you just said, you're doing the best you can do. And 2019, which is crazy, starts tomorrow. So I tell you what, Mr. Legend, you definitely are going to do big things, in which tonight is a big deal because you are live here on Between the Ropes Radio, 6 o'clock, top of the hour. And like I said, tonight's tagline is, did someone ask for a legend? Because Mr. Irvin Legend is here. Now, Mr. Legend, the way we do things here on the show tonight, the spotlight is definitely on you. And if you are ready for interview time on Between the Ropes Radio, you ready for some interview time?
I'm ready, man.
Now, of course, I definitely want to ask you, the big thing tonight going on worldwide, besides yourself being on the show, is New Year's Eve. And tonight, anything wrestling-related involved, or you just ready to go out and party, or what's up with you tonight?
I hit the gym for a good 3 hours because I plan on giving Phil Brown the biggest ass-whooping of his life. Once that's over, once I'm done doing what I do, I'm going out to Town Center tonight, and I'm seeing what's good.
That's great. Well, it's legendary. I mean, you were in the gym for three freaking hours, and then, like I said, land a beat down on top of that. Hey, your New Year is definitely starting off in the right direction. But, I mean, hey, you know, after being in the gym for 3 hours, man, go enjoy yourself, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to eat my weight in wings and alcohol and seeing what type of hot little pieces of females are running around here. I'm feeling extra right now because I just got my first ever Irvin Legend Road delivered to me.
Nice. Now, first ever Irvin Legend robe. Now, when can we see the debut of this robe, or that's kind of confidential? I mean, do you want to maybe tell your fans, or that's just something that they have to wait to see?
The only thing I would say on the Irvin Legend Road is keep a lookout for it because you'll see it, you know, early next year sometime.
And I was actually going to ask you, Mr. Legend, about, of course, New Year's Eve, the hotties. Well, so I'm sorry, ladies, the beautiful women are going to be all out tonight. I was going to ask you, I'm sure they're, I'm sure you probably, your cell phone's probably out. I'm sure it's going to be blowing up. It's going to be filled with numbers because you're Irvin Legend, man.
Yep. And whatever trials and tribulations and issues that girl is going through, she's going to forget about for one night. And then she's going to go back to her miserable, pathetic life that she's been living for the past year. But this one night only, I'm going to take her mind off all that. And who knows, I might keep her. It all depends on how I feel.
Ladies, definitely watch out for the night. And, of course, I want to ask you the big question because this night closes out last night. And actually, it's an honor because you're my last guest on the show of the new year. So I want to thank you for that. Tonight, 2018 is over with now. I'm going to ask you, what is one 2018 for you, wrestling memory that sticks to your mind for the Moneymaker?
I got to say my all-time favorite moment of 2018 is when I finally got to meet and befriend my mentor from the WWE. And he's a producer now. He no longer wrestles. He got hurt. Tyson Kidd. That was probably my favorite moment of the year, man, is meeting him and talking to him. I mean, we've been friends since he got hurt in 2012, and I've been keeping up with him. And I was friends with Smith Hart. That's Bret Hart's older, you know. He passed away from cancer, but I met him on a podcast, believe it or not, and we became friends. I met Tyson and Natty through Smith. But I went to get this. Okay, so I do not drive at the moment, but that does not stop me. I took a bus, a Greyhound bus from Virginia to New York, 12 hours, to go to a seminar. I told Tyson, I said, yo, I gave you my word I'm going to be there. And I think he thought to himself, yeah, right, he's just saying that. And I got there, Curt Hawkins was there, Kid was there, another guy was there, but he looked absolutely shocked that I made it. And then ever since that day, he's found out how bad I wanted this. So the fact that I can call him a mentor and a friend is cool because, I never thought that was going to happen.
I mean, you know, Mr. Irvin, that right there, to me, you took the Greyhound bus 12 hours to meet your mentors to see a wrestling seminar, which I'm telling you right now, a lot of ladies or guys wouldn't do. But the fact is, of course, everybody has to have, you know, a car is a good thing. It's, you know, but it's a materialistic thing. But if you don't have a car and you're still hungry for something, public transportation is the way to go. And this man, Mr. Irvin Legend, 12 hours to get, you know, to pretty much show that you were hungry to get into the business. And that's just phenomenal, man. The fact that, you know, wrestling, you said you made friends off, you know, the podcast, and that's what happens in wrestling. You know, you make friendships inside the business.
Yeah, man. I only had about $80 to my name to go to that seminar, and half of it was to cover my bus. So I didn't eat for a whole day. I ended up sleeping outside the place on the ground. But I didn't ask for any special treatment. I did the drills. I did the promos. I talked to Tyson. We became very close friends, and now I can go to him pretty much any time and be like, yo, can you tell me how this promo is? Can you tell me how my match was? And he'll tell me. And then, you know, he's seen how bad I wanted it, you know, and hell, I mean, I haven't driven a car in the past 2 years, but I'm still getting my name out. That's why it really ticks me off when I see other people, oh, I can't make the show because I don't drive. I'm like, you could Uber, you could Lyft. I mean, I walked an hour of training. Like,
yeah.
I walked. I didn't have money for Uber. So it's like, if you want it, you have to find a way to go up there and get it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you said it best. If you want it, just go for it. And the fact that, you know, Tyson Kidd, you and him are friends. I mean, you know, like I said, who's married to Natalya, who she's awesome. We all know what she's done in wrestling. She's still kicking it in WWE. But, you know, Mr. Legend, the fact that, like I said, you said you're currently not driving right now, but you're still doing what you have to do and doing what you love. And that is wrestling. And which brings me to my next question to ask you, insert a legend into wrestling. Like, how did you get into wrestling? I guess what you just told us, is that pretty much how you got into wrestling, or is a little bit more to it?
There's a lot more to it. The Irvin Legend name is not a gimmick. It's a lifestyle. literally, I've been through, I feel like I'm 50 years old just because of everything I've been through. And let me get into this. It's a lot to digest, okay? When I was born, my birth mother was a prostitute and a cocaine addict. So when I was born, I was a very sick kid. I was a premature, you know, and just by the looks of me when I was in the hospital, I don't think a lot of foster parents would have, you know, got me. And I ended up getting adopted by an elderly white lady, which I lived in a predominantly black neighborhood and a predominantly black school. So you can imagine how much I got teased for that, right?
Yeah.
I was so sick that doctors told me I wouldn't walk and I'd be a vegetable. So I kept going to PT, kept getting better, kept getting stronger. And by 8, I was playing basketball and soccer. Played wrestling and football in high school. Right after high school, literally a week after I graduated, I took my first wrestling class at a place called Southside Pro Wrestling, which was a local promotion that doesn't run anymore. But the guy, you know, told me it's $250 a month and I had no job, couldn't afford it. And to make matters worse, I was small. I was like 140 pounds. I was so skinny that I fell through the middle and top rope just trying to run the ropes. And he was like, I don't think this is for you. So I went to a cheaper school about 30 minutes out. And, of course, you know, you throw them money, they'll train anybody. They'll train a whale if the whale throws them money. So I trained there for 5 months, got hurt, left there, put on 20 pounds of muscle, went back to SPW, graduated and got Rookie of the Year my first year as a wrestler, which has never been done before. And I was also the first wrestler in that company's history to win a championship as a rookie. So I did that. Went to another school, PWA, in Yorktown, graduated there from twice, and then that was in 2015, 2016. So it wasn't until late 2016 I started traveling on my own to get my name out. But, you know, through all the bullying, I've been through, you know, gang violence. I've been stabbed, I've been shot, so through all that, that's how I got the name Urban Legend, because I turned to rapping before wrestling. Because I was always a ticked off kid because I always got picked on. I didn't have a girlfriend and stuff. And I turned my frustrations in on paper because I didn't know what else to do. It was either that or get myself in legal. So I actually got the Urban Legend name through me being a rapper. And then I tried it for wrestling and just kept the name and ended up working.
Working. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, you are the moneymaker, but what really stuck out to me, you just told, you know, myself and everybody listening live to the show right now, is you've been through gang violence. I mean, with your, your family, everything. It's just like you've been to door after door after door, knocking on each door, and you said, you know, wrestling trainers tell you you're too small, you can't do this, you can't do that, but you've defined all the odds. It's just like you're life and career to this point that have been knocked down every single door that's pretty much has been a pain in the ass to break down. But, you know, brother, that right there, I think people listening live, younger viewers, listeners, I should say, you listen to this man's story. I mean, because I'm sure there's thousands of people, millions of people that have gone through the same exact thing.
Yeah, I mean, I just got invited a couple weeks ago to speak at my old high school, and I went up there and I talked about 50, 60 kids of freshies and sophomores. I think I'm going back next summer to speak to the juniors and seniors, but I told them my story. There was one kid in particular that was running with the wrong people, and I told him that's not going to get him nowhere but in the morgue or in prison, so he needs to cut the shit out. And his mom emailed me a couple days ago and told me that she's proud to say that he stopped hanging around past curfew and he's not on the streets no more. So, you know, that's one kid that I was able to talk some sense into.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, guide in the right way, guide down to the right road. And this is just like an out of nowhere question. I mean, do you do seminars to help, you know, the youth? I mean, kids on the streets that are involved with crime, you know, drug related. I mean, have you pretty much taken, have you opened the key to that door for youth out on the street?
Well, the Kessler High School is a special occasion, but I am totally open to doing some sort of motivational speaking. I think I got a couple more schools in the work, a couple more high schools. You know, I'd like to go to other places, you know, maybe some rehab centers and tell my story and just Because we only got one life, man. I hate to see people throw their life away over drugs or stuff that's intangible that really doesn't, that only brings you temporary happiness. So it's like, in my message, I overcame a lot to get where I'm at, and I want people to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm totally open to holding some sort, either a seminar or, you know, just finding a group of people and talking to them, because if I can change, motivate people to chase their dreams, and I feel like I did something.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool if you did something like, I mean, if you ever decide, which I know you will decide to do this, I mean, definitely let me know. I mean, I could do, you know, I could put it on Facebook. I mean, I don't know if you ever thought about maybe helping youth who, you know, kids out in the street, the youth who want to be wrestlers, but kind of had that rocky road, and maybe bringing them in under your wing and, you know, pretty much guide them into, you know, this you have to do to be a wrestler. I mean, I think that's something that would be really cool as well.
Yeah, I've thought about that, and I'm kind of leaning towards doing a little something like that. I'm trying to work out exactly how I want to approach this, because the area I live in is safe, but I plan on going to like Norfolk, which is kind of really rough. It's like, I'm sure you've been to Trenton, New Jersey, right?
Yes, I have. Yep.
You know how rough that area can be.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
So, and actually, believe it or not, that's why I got shot. But Norfolk is where I want to go to get these kids off the street, because I see a lot of kids making wrong choices. Man, there was this one kid I used to mess with, and he recently got killed. He got shot. So, you know, I'd like to inspire people. So that doesn't
happen. Mr. Legend, of course, definitely you have talked about your beginnings and everything. And one thing that's a part of your beginnings, especially in wrestling, when you started to train to be a wrestler. Now, the first time, you know, Irvin Legend, you know, got into the ring to train, what was like the first thing you remember going back to when that happened for you back in the day?
First thing I remember is maybe I shouldn't be here. Maybe I made the wrong choice and this really hurts. I thought that it was fake. That's the first question I asked, like a dumbass. And trainer walked up and popped me right in the mouth, and he was like, "Is that fake?" I'm like, "No, is that take a bump?" I took a bump. I couldn't feel my legs. I'm like, "Yo, this hurts. Like, maybe I chose the wrong profession here. I thought this was going to be easy." And, you know, I had short, you know, I was so skinny that even small pairs of shorts was like baggy on me. And my back was all cut up because of running ropes. You know, if you're not used to running ropes, it's kind of tough. So, you know, my back was cut up. I was sore for about 2.5 weeks, but I got used to it because it's a weird high, man. Like, you get hurt, and then you're like, well, I can't wait to get back in the ring for my next match. And that's pretty much how I started thinking, and then that became easy. I didn't really have a character until, like, 6 months into training. I mean, I had my name, but I didn't even know who I was. When it came to mannerisms and moves, I was just existing and breathing. So it was like, until I started watching my promos from my favorite guys growing up, I really didn't know who I was.
I talked to a lot of guests I've had on the show about as far as character development and everything. I mean, me just being a fan, looking from the outside in, I really believe as far as your persona, your character, your gimmick in wrestling, I believe that in a lot of ways, just be yourself. I mean, I'm pretty sure some talent gets slapped with some kind of character that they're not used to. But, of course, you got to do what you have to do and play the part. But you always got to, you know, be yourself, throw some of that in there. You just got to be yourself. Go out there and just be you.
Yeah, you know what's weird is I don't understand when a talent says they can't get over. If they're going to do the gimmick, do it 100%. Like, don't call yourself a gangster, but come out to like Johnny Cash, because you just killed your whole gimmick just by that song.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do something, go all out. Like, for me, my top five inspirations for my, you know, my character is Floyd Mayweather, The Rock, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, and Rick Rude. So, you know.
Yeah.
Those I'm trying to take a little bit from and make my own.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, taking a little bit of here and there and just mix it, you know, like, you know, you kind of take different paint and mix it together to make something really big, like a different kind of color paint, you know, if that makes sense to everybody listening to the show. But speaking of to everybody listening to the show, like I said, the tagline tonight, did someone ask for a legend? You are listening live to Between the Ropes Radio here on this New Year's Eve special edition, because my live guest tonight from Vanguard Championship Wrestling, my boy, he is Mr. Irvin Legend. If you haven't listened to this guy since, you know, the show started, if you haven't want to call talk to this guy, we are here until 6:30, 646-716-5926. Any question about wrestling, anything, this guy is a mentor. He helps kids. This guy is definitely not outside. He's the moneymaker, but this guy is definitely the real deal. Now, Mr. Irvin, I want to ask you, of course, your first ever wrestling match. Now, did something, you know, happen in it a lot different than you, like, originally envisioned? I hope that makes sense.
A lot of things. First and foremost, I had boots before I had actual gear, so that was the first problem. So I came to the show with no gear, and this guy named Mustafa was nice enough to let me borrow his tights for the day, but the problem with that is he's 6'5" and 350 pounds. And I'm 5'9", and at the time I was like 150. You can imagine how stupid I looked in them tights. I actually had to take one of my boot laces and tie it under my under the waistband to keep it up, and even that, it didn't keep it up. That was horrible, man. You know, we talked the match over in the back, and as soon as my music hit and I came out, I forgot everything. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is going to be a massacre, but the guy took, Curtis Mack took care of me, and I think it went all right. It's just, it was memorable because of what I was wearing. That was my first ever match, and I remember as soon as I got home, I went on Lucha and ordered a generic pair of bikers that fit me.
And yeah, that's a, I mean, that story right there, I mean, the fact that you had to use somebody else's gear, but like you said, we talked about this in the beginning of the show, it's all about making sacrifice. Like you said, you 12 hours Greyhound bus to get to your destination where you had, you know, to where you had to go. But I mean, the fact that you had to borrow somebody else's tights, you got to make the sacrifice. I mean, things happen. I mean, you know, that was your first match. I mean, you live and you learn, but I mean, look where you are up to this point. I mean, here we are at the end of 2018. I mean, you're still going strong, and just think about the fact that 2019 has bigger things for you. But that right there shows right there dedication, wearing somebody else's tights. Like, I mean, that's, it doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Mr. Like I talked about it before, we were just discussing this before we came on the air. This is, of course, it's time. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. Now, are you ready for the question? This is the one where you got to think. It's a cool segment, so you ready for the question?
Yeah, man, bring it.
Okay. Vanguard Championship Wrestling tells Irvin Legend they're going to have a match named after him. What would it be called?
What would the match be called? I would have to say, oh man, what's the word I'm looking for? I would say the book of legends.
I like that. I mean, yeah, Book of Legends. Because, I mean, it could be a match where, you know, whoever wins this type of match, they get, like, a Legends trophy or some, you know. I mean, I know you're the moneymaker. I don't think you're going to be giving them cash. I mean, who wants to get the cash up? So, but, I mean, yeah, I like the sound of it. I mean, they get some kind of special, you know, recognition for, you know, the Legends match. Hey, I mean, it clicks and it works.
Yeah, I think the top match would be kind of like a Three Stages of Hell match. If they survive all three stages of the match, they get to stand on a chair and be crowned a trophy. I think that's what it's going to be a tournament. I think that's what the Book of Legends tournament match is going to be.
Awesome. Good stuff. Now, of course, Mr. Irvin Legend, being the legend that you are, now, if your boy Ty Asbury came to see Irvin Legend wrestle, what can he expect?
Whoever's in the ring is me going to get embarrassed. Like, speaking of embarrassed, I fully intend on embarrassing Phil Brown on January 5th for the VCW United States Liberty Championship. He beat me one time before in Suffolk, and he embarrassed me. But this time, I got nothing left to lose. I'm way more hungrier, I'm way more faster, way more younger than he is. He's in trouble.
Yeah, 2019. I'm telling you, right? Mark it down. 2019 will be the year of the legend. Definitely is going to be pretty damn cool. But like I said, I know this guy tonight is definitely, getting ready to rock and roll for this New Year's Eve, and definitely Mr. Urban Legend. We are pretty much rolling up towards the end of this great, great episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Now we are talking about 2019 kicks off tomorrow. Which wrestler, no matter who, is on the legends list to face him in the ring? Who should be aware? Who should be scared?
One person that I want to – do you want – okay, you asking me this in the WWE or on the Indies?
It don't matter.
Okay, one person that I want to work would be Cody Rhodes.
Awesome. You can't go wrong with – you can't go wrong with that. Absolutely not.
It's a tough choice. I had a couple people on the list, but Cody's definitely number one.
Cody Rhodes to me, and you know, there's been a lot of opinions about this, but Cody Rhodes to me, I feel what he's doing now, Cody Rhodes, I feel, is the guy that WWE should never slip away. It's like that girl that you digged and you're like, oh man, I messed up with that. Cody Rhodes, I think, is that guy that WWE messed up with, and now he's doing his all in. That turned out to be such a definite success. I mean, look how great that turned out. I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing more events. But Cody Rhodes, the choice that you made picking him, you can't go wrong with Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, it was a tough choice, man. But like I said, I was torn between Cody Rhodes and Shane Strickland. But I definitely think Cody Rhodes.
Nice. Of course, to end out this episode of Between the Ropes Radio, definitely have to ask Mr. Urban Legend. Listeners want to know, in 2019, what big matches do you have coming up on the horizon?
January 5th, Windsor High School, I face the self-proclaimed platinum icon, Phil Brown, for the VCW United States Liberty Championship.
This guy, I hope you heard it. If you listen to the show, I hope you definitely heard what the legend just said. January 5th is going to be something spectacular because this man is Urban Legend, and of course, tonight was, did someone ask for a legend? Well, everybody listening live, you just got him, the man, Mr. Urban Legend. And man, I got to thank you very, very much for being on tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio, New Year's Eve style, man.
Hey, man, thank you for having me on in New Year's. This is awesome.
Hey, man, it's absolutely a pleasure and an honor, man. Like I said, man, it's the story that you brought to us on the show, man, inspiring, man. And seriously, to everybody listening, especially, like, the young kids, listen to this man. Like I said, if you have a road that is tough, sometimes it'd be super tough to get over that. But like I said, one prime example of somebody you look up to for something like that is Mr. Urban Legend. But most importantly, man, have a great holiday. Be safe out there tonight. And I definitely want to ask you, man, between 1 and 10, what are the chances you ever coming back on Between the Ropes Radio, man?
Whenever you guys want to do a part 2, all you got to do is shoot me a message. We'll make it happen.
Hey, man, like I said, man, I really appreciate that, man. You have a great night, man. God bless. Be safe and good luck in 2019, man.
Thanks, man. Thank you. You too.
Oh, peace out, man. I appreciate it. Much appreciated.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
You've just listened to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury on this special New Year's Eve edition. And tonight was Did Someone Ask for a Legend? My live guest tonight was from Vanguard Championship Wrestling, Mr. Urban Legend. Have a happy, happy holiday. Be safe tonight on this New Year's Eve. Have a great, great holiday coming up tomorrow. This is your boy Ty Asbury. You just listened to Between the Ropes Radio. Peace out. Yeah.